Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh bechinas keren shehuroi shlechol adalad ovis nezikin." Kama shekosu b'mishna arbovis nezikin hashoyer. Va'omru Zal b'gemara toni shor lekarnoi. Nimtzu shehakeren hu haroi shlechol adalad nezikin. Rav Nosson Zal now is going to address the first and foremost of the four types of damages, which is called keren, where the ox gores with his horns, where the Gemara says what that represents is kavanosei lahazik. That's talking about intentional damage, where it's not that the ox was trying to eat and accidentally bit off someone's finger. It's nothing like that. That ox was looking for blood. You know, he put his horns out and went charging at someone. And that's the first one of the types of damage that's listed there. When it says shoyer, the Gemara goes on to show that shoyer refers specifically to the horns of the shoyer, damaging with keren, which is the horns. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki ikar ha-hachno shel hadalad ovoysanal, ho yidei tikkun hadalad yesoidos. We explained earlier that the way that a Jew is zoichet to subdue these four types of damagers is by improving his dalad yesoidos, the dalad yesoidos inside of him. Al yidei hadalad moichin, by perfecting his dalad moichin, al yidei horoish bayis, through the master of the house, bechinas tefillin, which we spoke about. The ikar bechinas tefillin, shal yodo misaknin hadalad yesoidos, hu lahachnia bechinas keren shel shoyer hamuad shelo yazik es ha'olam. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, the main concept of tefillin, which is that item that gives us the ability to make a tikkun for the dalad yesoidos, because you remember in the tefillin there are four parshios. The four parshios in the tefillin correspond to the four yesoidos. And the main purpose of it is directed towards being machnia, the horn of the shoyer hamuad, of the ox who is goring already for the third time. Shelo yazik es oilam, that it should not continue to cause damage. Kemoy shekosuv b'tikunim, as we find the tikune zoyar says, ubitrain ritsuin kashrinle ben karnohi. With the two straps of the tefillin, we tie the ox between his horns. We tie him and we restrain him and control him. Ayin shom, look at the tikune zoyar, how the tikune zoyar shows, because again, tefillin comes from leather. Leather comes from an ox. And the Zohar Kodesh explains that the straps of the tefillin are what subdue and restrain the ox, the evil of the ox, you know, the goring power of the ox. Nimtza, shalidei tefillin, koishrin umachniin es hashur hamud ben karnov, shelo yetzei lahazek es oilam. So the Zohar Kodesh is showing us that the tefillin has in it the kedusha that symbolizes the power to grab hold of this destructive ox and subdue him, grab hold of him between his horns, and subdue him so that he doesn't have the power to cause damage. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh bechinas ma shehatam mishalim chatzi nezek umuid nezek sholoim." And with this, we could also understand why the Gemara makes a distinction that the ox, the first couple of times that he gores, he only pays half the damage. Once he's gored three times, he becomes a muid. He's got to pay, the owner has to pay nezek sholim, full price. Ki hatikun lahachnia moireye shteina b'chinas hara shel dal yesoidois hualidei kimas chatzois. Because we mentioned earlier that one of the main ways that a Jew is involved in suppressing the moireyesh, in getting rid of the ra of the dal yesoidois, is by getting up at midnight. Because we had said that nighttime is a time of hisgabrus of moireyesh. During the day, you have moire oir, light. At night, when there's choshech, that's when you have fire, the power of esh. And we said that esh is synonymous with nighttime. Therefore, a Jew who breaks the night, by getting up chatzos, he breaks the night in half, he's breaking the power of the moire esh. L'sabel al chur beis mikdash, to get up and mourn over the destruction of the beis mikdash, which is the destruction of the moire oir. And we know that the most important time for doing this is exactly at midnight. Nighttime is the time when the Moir Yesh gets stronger. Because how does night begin? By the sun setting. The Oir sets, it goes down. Shenistalken Moire Yor, which means the Moire Yor leave. Bechinas Moichin, the Moichin leave. Vooz Mizgapr Machas Vishol, Moire Yesh, which gives the Moire Yesh the ability to rise up. Vize Bechinas Uvo Erev Yihye Kemare Yesh Ad Boiker. When it talks about the Hashem traveling with the Jews throughout the desert, so it says in the morning, during the daytime, there was a cloud traveling in front of them. At night, it turned into a pillar of fire that went before them. So we see that night and fire go together. Therefore, kedei lahachnia moirei esh. So Hashem sent that pillar of fire with the Jews to be machnia, the negative power of night, which is these moirei esh, this wrong type of fire. She'ikr shultenosam balayla, where the main power of the sitrachra, the tuma, the fire, is at night. Ki meho'esh yotzu, v'ho'esh toichlein. Because it says, the Pasuk says in Chumash, that the klipois, the tuma, comes from fire, and fire is what destroys them. This is brought in Shulchan Aruch regarding halacha, that if a person has a pot, and the pot is used directly on the fire, and the pot absorbs some type of a treif absorption, then just like the absorption went into the walls of the pot through fire, in order to get it out, you have to use fire to get it out. You have to do libun, you know, make that pot white hot in order to get the absorption of treif out of it. So Rav Nosanzal brings this regarding the sitra achra, the klipa, that they come from fire and you eliminate them through the tikkun of fire. That's the pillar of fire that traveled with the Jews throughout the desert. And now Rav Nosanzal just equated the concept of chatzi nezek. There's nezek sholim, paying full payment for damage, and half price, to the concept of nighttime and halving the night, splitting the night in half, which is the main tikkun for nighttime, for that power of choshev, that moire esh. V'ze bechinas sheino shehu istalkus amoichim. This is the concept of sleep, which is a time when the person's brain leaves, in a sense. The neshama leaves the person. The thinking power shuts down. Shehem bechinas moire yor, which is called moire yor. And this is why, when the Moire Yor leave, the person needs protection. What protects a person when he's going to sleep? The name of Hashem. Shehu b'chinas kriya shema. This is the concept of Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That we say before going to sleep. Kidei shlo yizgabru Moire Yesh chas v'shom. B'shas histalkus amalichin shem b'chinas Moire Yor kanal. So that when the Moire Yor leave, the Moire Yesh shouldn't get too powerful and chas v'shom harm the person. V'alkein tzrichin l'shaber es hasheino. This is why a Jew is supposed to break the sleep. U'l'shaber es halayla lachtzoin. And to break the night in half. D'haynu lokum b'chatzois halayla. To get up at midnight. V'oz ikar hachnoas horah shebedalad yesoidos. That's the prime time. That's the best time possible for a person who wants to be machnia, the ra of the dalad yisoidos, shehem urovim toivora, where these dalad yisoidos have a mix of good and bad mixed together, chetzio toiv v'chetzio ra, half good, half bad, v'ikrach izosom hu balaylo kanal, and the main time when the ra is able to exert power is at night, v'yidei shemeshabrim es hasheno. Therefore, those Jews that break the sleep, the common b'chatzi alayla, and get up at midnight, when they get up, what happens? The moire or are coming back. When you're sleeping, you're on channel 2, you're on moire esh channel. When you get up, that's when the moire or are activated again. Because the Arizal explains that when a person gets up at chatzois, instead of his moichin coming back to him in the morning, like most other people when they wake up, his moichin start coming back at midnight already. That's already a time when it's possible to receive your new moichin again for the new day, your new sechel, your new light. The moire or gets stronger. The moire esh, which symbolized destruction of Beis Hamikdash, gets subdued. Ki oz oiskim bebinyan Beis Hamikdash haidei shenisavam al kanal. Because those tzaddikim who read those special tefillos, which are the mourning over the Churban Beis Hamikdash, that's how they're involved in the act of building, rebuilding, and restoring the Beis Hamikdash, which means restoring the light. That's when they're able to select out and filter out the good from the Dalad Yesoidus. And this is the reason why the person has to get up exactly at midnight in order to be misakin the churban beis hamikdash and to suppress the moirei esh, which caused the churban beis hamikdash. Because by breaking the night in half, dahainu shemeshabrim es hasheno, meaning by breaking your sleep, whereby sleep comes upon the person as a result of darkness, as a result of the moirei or leaving, which causes the moirei to be strengthened, because by breaking the sleep, the person is breaking the Dalad Yesoidos, and he's sorting out the half that's good, he's separating the good half from the bad half. Ki mekablin oz es hamoichin, the person's receiving a new set of moichin when he gets up, shehem b'chinas mo'oirei oir, which represent mo'oirei oir, v'aydezeh mevarim hatoiv shebedal yesoidos, which gives him the ability to select out the good of the Dalad Yesoidos, al yedei shemamshichin es b'chinas mo'oirei oir, lachmiya mo'oirei esh, through the fact that he's drawing upon himself new moichin, which is moirei oyer, to subdue the moirei esh. Because again, the moirei oyer is synonymous with the good side of his dalad yisoidos. The moirei esh is synonymous with the bad side of his dalad yisoidos. The kimas chatzois ze bechinas tefillin, bechinas moichin. Rav Nosson Zal now adds an additional point, that a Jew who gets up at chatzois, he's activating the concept of tefillin, the concept of moichin. Ki oz kishekomen mehasheino nimshochin hamoichin. Because the Arizal explains, whenever a person gets up from sleep, that's when the moichin start entering him, the new moichin of the day. So that for most people in the world, they roll out of bed, whenever they roll out of bed, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 15 minutes later he's putting on his tefillin already, and zappo. So from the time that his moichin start coming to him to the time that he's putting on tefillin, it's minutes basically, it's short time. Whereas those people, and the Arizal explains again, that from the time that he wakes up and starts the whole procedure, negel vasamoidani, that's when those moichin are starting to come. Whereas a Jew who gets up for chatzois, it's as if he's starting the procedure of putting on tefillin from chatzois. Tefillin is the moichin, the main moichin. He's starting to take that onto himself from midnight. The zebchinas shofar. And now Rav Nosson Zal connects this to the concept of shofar. Shehu his oirus hashena. The question was just this: what's the difference between a person simply staying up until midnight, you know, and staying up for a couple of minutes or hours after midnight, versus going to sleep and then getting up? What I would compare it to, in a sense, is the case of an army that's going up against another army, and if they go out to the battlefield to do battle, it's one thing. But it's a different kind of thing if one army wants to really do a job on the other army, and they let them move on them, they let them come, they feign retreat, let's say, to get the other army coming into their territory, in a sense, a couple of miles, and then they encircle them from all sides, and come in and totally destroy them. The point here is, we're trying to destroy. Nighttime is the symbol of klipa, tuma, ra. The way that you're able to break them is only when they're active. And once they're active, because once they've started their work and everything, and they're in progress, then if you deal a blow, it's a much, much, much more powerful blow than if they weren't activated at all, in a sense. A person who's staying awake at night, he hasn't let the Shema come upon him. He hasn't let his enemy really come upon him, to an extent. Whereas if he goes to sleep, and he dives into this black hole called sleep, in a sense, and from there he lets off a bomb by getting up at midnight, He's breaking the sleep in half. He's breaking that other army in half. You know, it's as if he's gone behind enemy lines and he's all the way in their territory and dropping a bomb from there where it's much, much more effective. To clarify, the wording that Rav Nosson Zal is using here about exactly at Chatzos, and this is not the only place where he mentions this, he mentions it in the 15 discussions or so in the Kutei Halachos, or 50 discussions on Chatzos, I'd say in many of them, there's tremendous, tremendous emphasis placed on the Nekudah of Chatzos, the second of midnight, the exact second, the exact moment of midnight. Even though Rabbeinu Zal says clearly that Chatzos, what we call the Chatzos period, goes on, continues for a period of 2 hours. The He'orah, the light of Chatzos, extends for a two-hour period. Still, there is tremendous, tremendous emphasis on being up for that starting call. You know, when they shoot the bell rings and it begins. Because that's when a lot of the stuff that happens at Chatzos really happens. It happens at the moment of midnight. Just like when the Jews went out of Mitzrayim. It was exactly at the moment of midnight. So that, again, b'di'evid, if a person woke up a half hour late of those 2 hours, it's still a major accomplishment so long as he's within those 2 hours. I'll tell you better yet. Even if he missed the 2 hours completely, and he's getting up after the 2 hours are over, according to many poskim, he can still say Tikkun Chatzos until Alois HaShachar, b'di'evid, until the time of Alois HaShachar. However, those 2 hours are the most important time, number one, and within those 2 hours, there's no question that beginning is the most important part, if possible. The way you calculate Chatzos, just to reiterate, is six in Eretz Yisrael, is 6 hours and 20 minutes after Shkia, after sunset, which means sunset now here is something like 10 to 8. 20 minutes later puts you at 10 after 8. 6 hours later puts you at 2:10 a.m. is when Chatzos begins and extends for a period of 2 hours.
6 hours and 20 minutes after Shkia.
After Shkia. In Chutz Loretz, it would be 6 hours and 72 minutes after Shkia. Because the 20 minutes is Tzeisak Lechovim, is the minimum Tzeisak Lechovim here in Eretz Yisrael. Whereas in Chutz Loretz, most, as far as I know, what Breslau followed there was the Rabbeinu Tam, which means Tzeisak Lechovim is 72 minutes after Shkia. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh b'chinas shofar." This concept of getting up at Chatzos, and this concept of tefillin moichin, and this concept of breaking the night is synonymous with shofar. Shehu his oirus hashena. The shofar is the symbol of waking up from a sleep. Kemuva, as is brought in the Rambam, she shofar marames uru yishenemi terdemaschem. The shofar, the call of the shofar, is a cry to all Jews. It's a wake-up call, saying, wake up from your deep sleep. V'hu b'chinas tefillin klolius hagavnin. And the shofar is also comparable to tefillin, which are called the combination of all colors. Tefillin is called pe'er, beauty, and beauty in Yiddishkeit means when it's a multitude of colors. Ki tlas gavnin deino, heim tlas gavnin dekeshes. Because we had explained earlier that the four parshias of the tefillin correspond to the four colors of the eye, in a sense. There's tlas gavnin, three colored rings, and then there's the pupil, which are called the tlas gavnin deino basayin. And we said that they symbolize the totality of colors, you know, the totality of basic colors. Corresponding to that, you have the shofar, where you have the three sounds of the shofar, tkiya shvarim trua, which are called keshes in the Zohar Kodesh. The way you memorize them, because Tekiah and Trua both begin with the letter Tav, so we have to use the second letter of Tekiah. The Kuf is the Kuf of Keshes, the Shin is Shvorim, and the Tav is Trua. The Keshes is the rainbow, which is the multitude of colors, and that's the term that's used to refer to the sounds of the Shofar, that they are also referred to by this Klolius Agavnin. Sheheim Shloisha Koilois Shela Shofar, Yeshorim Trua, Shein Bechinas Keshes. The Shofar Ikri Keren. And we know that we mentioned earlier that the tefillin, the straps of the tefillin, correspond to the horns of the ox. We had mentioned that the damage, the mazik, a mazik, an example of mazik in the Gemara is a shoyer hamazik, the shoyer who gores with his horns. And the Tikkuni Zohar said that the tefillin that a Jew puts on every morning, the two straps of the tefillin represent the antidote to the two horns of the ox that's goring. That's the block, you know, that blocks the mazikim in a sense. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, you'll note that the shofar is also, shofar we're comparing to tefillin here, shofar is also called keren, the horn. When you will blow on the horn of the ram, and it uses the word keren. Therefore, the shofar also has the ability to subdue the horn of the ox that's goring, the destructive ox. Nimtzo, shechatzois, b'chinas esoros hashena, b'chinas moichin, moireor, b'chinas tefillin, b'chinas shofar, humachnia keren shel shoyer, shehu roish l'chol adal dovas nezikin kanal. Therefore, to summarize, we've shown that midnight, which represents also waking up from sleep, which corresponds to the tefillin, because the Arizal had said that for those Jews who get up at midnight, they start receiving the he'or of tefillin from the time they get up. Other Jews who get up 8 o'clock in the morning and put on tefillin 10 minutes later, their he'or of tefillin lasts the 10 minutes from they woke up and then the 35 minutes that they're wearing a tefillin. The Jews that get up for chatzois, they start receiving the he'or of tefillin from 2 a.m. or from 12, or, you know, depending on when it is, and it continues through the time that they're wearing the tefillin. And that corresponds to the shoyer. I'm sorry, to the shofar. The concept of moichin, the concept of moireor. And that's what subdues the horn of the damaging ox, which is the leader of all four types of damages that are listed in the first mission in Baba Kama. Avol enoi nase muid kiim b'shloish apomin. Now Rav Nosson Zal touches another point. The Gemara teaches over there that when is the ox considered to be a serious customer, a serious destroyer, only after he's gored three times. Until then, he's considered to be accidental or that kind of thing. Once he's gored three times, he's sure amud, he's a killer ox. Ki gimel mishmoroi savi alayla. This corresponds to the three sections of night. Keneget klas gavnen dena, which corresponds to the three colored rings of the eye. We had said that during the daytime you have moire oir, at nighttime you have moire esh, and that they're two opposing forces. So just like in light, in the eyes, you have these three colored rings, so too the nighttime is divided into three sections. Ukishehizig gimel pamin, and it's only if the ox has gored three times, oz nasemuid lahazeh. Then we consider him a destroyer. Ki his gabru b'chinas moireyesh. Ayidei shehizik shloisha pomim. Shaidei zeh nivgam b'chinas lailo. Shu sholish mishmorois. Can I get last gav mdeinu kanal? Because this shows that the moireyesh have really reared their head. The fact that this ox gored three times implies the full measure of nighttime, the three sections of night, the full measure of moireyesh. Avol kol zman shaloi hizik gimel pomim. Einoi mishalan ki im chatzi nezik. Whereas, so long as the ox has not gored three times, he only pays half for the damage that he causes. Because we learned earlier, the main thing that causes or that allows a Jew's possessions to damage someone else is the fact that the Jew hasn't perfected himself in his Dalad Yesoidus. His Dalad Yesoidus are still good and bad mixed together. And until he's able to get rid of the bad and leave only the good, he's a 50-50 customer. He's a guy who's half-half. This person has not yet succeeded in subduing the Moir Yesh completely through his getting up for midnight. He has not yet succeeded in extracting the 50% good, the good half from the bad half. Therefore, he pays half price. Because the assumption most Yidden start off with is that he's got half good, half bad. Each one of his Dalad Yesoidos is 50% good, 50% bad. Therefore, the first couple of times, he pays half price. tikunim al yedei chatzos halayla. And therefore, we say one of the main tikunim for a Jew is this issue of midnight. Kedei levarer chatzi atoyev meora, because by splitting the night in half, doing this half split, this is in a sense what's helping him split inside of himself. The half that's good, split it away from the half that's bad. The ikar hu balayla, and the main time when a Jew is in a position to do this work on himself is at nighttime. She'oz zman shel tenoisim kiyadua. That's when they are active. That's when the powers of evil are active. That's when you can deal with them. Lahavdil, a person who has a problem with bugs in the house, so that kind of thing, if you spray when they're not there, so you wasted some spray in most cases. Whereas when they come out, and they're running around, and you spray them then, you kill them. You know, you destroy the enemy, that kind of thing. You gotta wait for the enemy to be out in full force in order to really do a number on him, in a sense. Umi shezoiche levarer lachnia moireish, aide b'chinas kimas chatzois, a Jew who is zoiche to extract the good from the bad, and to be machnia the moireish, through his getting up at midnight, the vadai loyovo yafilo mamoinoi lahazik shum dover. That person will certainly have a protection that even his possessions, even his ox or his car or his this, will not cause damage to any other Jew, to any other person. Ki nichna hara shebechol mamoinoi al yodoi. Because through his effort at improving himself, the ra that's found in all of his possession, in anything that he owns, becomes nichna shehu haroish bayis kanal. We had said that each person is the roish bayis over his own possessions. Whereas a Jew who does not see to it to be machnia, to select out the good from the bad inside of himself, which we said is one of the aspects of getting up at midnight, his punishment usually is 50%. He's got to calculate half of what the damage he caused. Because if he doesn't do it by getting up for chatzos, he does it by paying this half price. He's showing that he realizes that there's still a bad half to him that he has to make a tikkun for. Avol kishehize gimel pamim, whereas if his ox caused damage three times, azai mishalim nezek sholim, then he's got to pay full price. Ki oz nifkam legamri kol b'chinas halayla shuvol sholish mishmorais. Because then it shows that the entire night, his entire night is messed up, which is the three sections. Keneged klas gavnan deina, which corresponds to the three colored rings of the eye. The hisgabru moireish, and moireish are really powerful by him. The alkein tzorich lasor levar hakoy legamri. Therefore he's got to fix everything. V'tzorich l'shalim nezek sholom, therefore he's got to pay full price. K'al yidei hatashlumin shil hanizokin, al yidei zeh mevaran hatoiv me'ara. Because one of the reasons why a Jew is required to pay for damage that he caused is, in the act of payment, he's making a tikkun, he's extracting the good from the bad inside of himself. And this is why the Gemara says that when paying for damages, you must pay from your choicest field, from the best of your field. It's called metav. Metav sodei or metav kamei yishalim. Metav daiko. The reason why the Gemara uses that word specifically is the pasuk bechinas uzahav ha'oret zahu toiv. We had said earlier that the pure shefa, when a person has possessions that are pure, he's gotten rid of the ra inside of them, then his possessions, his money is bechinas toiv. As we find the pasuk in Chumash, uzahav ha'oret zahi toiv. The gold of that land was toiv, meaning he was mevare the ra from it already. And if you look in the pasuk over there, that gold came from a certain river, which came from Eden, which comes from the Rosh Bayis. Baruch Hashem le'olam, amen v'amen. With this, Rav Nosson Zal concludes this halacha.